Hello?
Yes, my name is Joshua, and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys and conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. What is your age, please?
70.
Thank you. And moving forward, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African-American?
White.
Thank you so much. And also, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Funding for mental health services.
10.
Lowering rent.
10.
Protecting abortion rights.
10.
Protecting democracy and our voting rights. Sir.
10.
Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Improving K-12 education.
7.
Thank you. Cracking down on illegal drugs.
8.
Okay. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
10.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinions or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. MAGA Republicans.
So,
from 0 to 100, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable.
Okay,
0, very cold.
-10. -10.
0 seems, I don't have the negative option available, but 0 is the lowest option.
Yeah, do that.
So I record as a 0? Okay, thank you. J.D. Vance?
Yeah, 0.
J.D. Vance, 0, 2. Kamala Harris?
75.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
Donald Trump?
0 again.
Lori Chavez de Raymer?
I don't know her.
Okay, never heard of her, thank you. Janelle Bynum?
No idea.
Okay, Joe Biden?
But that last name, that wasn't a Biden, right?
No, the previous one was Janelle Bynum, and right now is Joe Biden.
Yeah, so Joe Biden, yeah, I would say 80.
Thank you. Ron Wyden?
80.
80. Democrats in Congress?
Democrats, 100.
In Congress. Thank you so much. Let's move forward. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for presidents were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Oramer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat on every, you can save yourself a lot of time. I'm never voting Republican again in my life. Never.
And even though, okay, so even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez Oramer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is that a fair chance that you might support Chavez Oramer?
Is she
a small chance?
Is she a Republican?
Once again, she's a Republican.
Yeah, no, never.
No chance at all to support her, right?
Nope.
Okay. And
yep.
Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strong.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Oramer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I don't know. I don't know about her.
Okay. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez Oramer and Janelle Bynum. As a major of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Oramer led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting up the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Oramer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle.
Thank you. Let me record your answer here. Just one moment, please. Okay. Moving forward in that case, now let me just go ahead and manually input this.
How long is
and
this
once,
survey?
We're at 65%, almost done. What specifically stuck out as most to you about Janelle Bynum? What specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle?
She's a Democrat. She's a Democrat.
She's a Democrat.
That's it. If anyone is Republican, I'm never voting for them again, ever.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10 again, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. From 0 to 10, any number, please.
10.
Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as working mother for a four, and local business owner, she's facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it, That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead from 0 to 10.
10.
Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions. But she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. From 0 to 10.
10.
Okay, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she is going to Washington to change its way because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Moving forward with the 80% almost done sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Janelle Bynum.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez DeRemer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez DeRemer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Lori Chavez DeRemer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill. From limos to luxury trips to golf, she spends her time in her multi-million dollar home in Arizona and at Paris in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all, that concerns you.
Great deal.
Great deal. Lori Chavez DeRemer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew she needed to do to win. What she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. Great deal, quite a bit, just some or not at all?
Great deal.
Okay, and now I'm going to ask you, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez DeRemer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat Janelle.
Okay, and the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household or no?
No.
Okay, are you or any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Democrat Joe Biden. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We're done. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.